You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and I'll soon be joined by my co-host Skylar Butenshin and KMUN news volunteer Sylvia Thorpe. It's Friday, September 5th.
For months now, the city of Gearhart has been working through funding options to replace its old fire station on Pacific Way with either a new firehouse or public safety building. But now, Gearhart City Councilors are going back to square one on the issue. At a meeting last week, City Councilors considered scaling down the project or choosing a remodel option, instead of introducing a bond to fund construction of a new building. Gearhart City Administrator Chad Sweet argued that improvements could be made to the current building to make it more compliant with OSHA requirements. But Gearhart Fire Department Chief Josh Como told councilors that the current situation is not sustainable and highlighted the lack of necessary space. Como also said he recently replaced a hydraulic pump on an engine himself because of the lack of funds to send it to a mechanic. The Gearhart City Council decided to come back in 1 month with a cost analysis of each public safety plan and draft a survey. That survey would likely be distributed to residents for public input later in October. Any potential bond measures will likely not be placed before voters until May 2026. This story comes to us through a news partnership with The Astorian. Read more online at dailyastorian.com. For years, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse has argued the Lower Snake River dams make up an important energy source for the Northwest, and that they can coexist with salmon. He's introduced a bill on the issue. NWPB's senior environmental correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
The bill says that federal money can't be used to breach the Lower Snake River dams, or to study the benefits the dams provide, including energy and barging. If the dams were breached, the energy, irrigation, and transportation infrastructure would need to be replaced. Clark Mather is with Northwest River Partners. He testified that breaching the dams could lead to blackouts in the Northwest.
We have experienced several near misses, and several public studies indicate a surge in load growth in the future.
NES PIRST Chairman Shannon Wheeler testified the bill would place the burden of protecting salmon on the backs of tribes.
The bill would set the United States on an unambiguous course to destroy wild Snake River salmon runs.
Tribes and environmental groups have pushed for breaching the dams to save endangered salmon runs. I'm Courtney Flatt.
The federal government canceled nearly $680 million in grants to offshore wind projects. As Jefferson Public Radio's Emma J. Nelson reports, Humboldt County took the biggest hit.
The Biden administration awarded nearly $430 million to the Humboldt Bay offshore wind project. Once completed, the port would be where floating wind turbines are built, launched, and maintained. Humboldt Bay Harbor District's Chris Mickelson says the money was expected to pay for about half of the project's cost. The Trump administration withdrew the funding last week, but Mickelson says he's hopeful the state will fill the gap.
What an exceptional opportunity for the state of California to now step up and show America what rural economic development is about, how it can be done, and what it creates.
Mickelson says the Harbor District still plans to apply for federal grants. I'm Emma J. Nelson reporting.
The small North Idaho town of Troy says the Department of Justice is suing them for something they didn't do. As Spokane Public Radio's Owen Henderson reports, the city attorney says the federal government has no business dictating local zoning laws, and this could set a dangerous precedent.
2 years ago, the Troy City Council decided against giving the far-right Christ Church a permit to host worship in its downtown property. City officials say it's a decision that had to do with zoning and concerns over lack of parking, not the church's ideology. But in May, DOJ sued the town, saying it violated a federal law against deciding zoning based on religious beliefs. City Attorney Todd Richardson says that law allows municipalities to work with the federal government to rectify any infractions before the town gets sued.
We said, how would you want us to fix it? We can't tell you. Do you have a proposed zoning code? Do you have a model zoning code? Do you have something you would reference us to that works? No, we can't tell you that. How do you work with somebody that won't talk to you?
He says the Justice Department did offer an alternative before suing, but the city declined. Richardson says their solution would have meant admitting the city did something wrong, which he denies. The town filed its official response to the lawsuit at the end of August. Now the two sides can begin discussions that will lead to setting a trial date. The Justice Department declined SPR's request for comment. I'm Owen Henderson, reporting.
An infectious disease specialist who previously advised the CDC on vaccines is urging parents to vaccinate their children against respiratory viruses before sending them back to school. That's despite new federal limits on COVID vaccine eligibility. The Food and Drug Administration recently approved an updated vaccine, but only for adults aged 65 and older or other people at risk for severe complications from COVID. Dr. Helen Chu is with the University of Washington. In June, U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. fired her, along with all the other members of the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices.
It's not clear that the recommendations coming from the CDC are going to be based in science. And so really what you want to do at this point is to talk to your doctor and ask them what they think is best for you.
The state health department continues to recommend everyone 6 months and older, including pregnant people, receive the current COVID vaccine. Vaccines for flu, RSV, measles, and whooping cough remain widely available.
The Tillicum Foundation, the governing board of KMUN, will hold a special meeting at noon today over Zoom. Board meetings are open to the public. However, the board will be adjourning into executive session to discuss personal matters. Executive sessions are not open to the public, and no decisions may be made in an executive session. Following the executive session, the board will reconvene to a public session. For more information about the Tillicum Foundation and for the Zoom link for the meeting, go to kmun.org/Tillicum Foundation.
I'm KMUN News Director Katie Frankowitz, and I'm here to tell you that KMUN's Fall Pledge Drive starts on Tuesday. Regular listeners know the drill. This is when we ask our community for support. Starting next week, you'll hear from programmers, volunteers, and staff about how you can support KMUN. You'll hear about why this radio station means so much to so many in our community, and you'll also hear a lot from me and others about some of the changes coming our way. For the news department, there are going to be some pretty significant changes in our future. Changes that will be noticeable, but that I think open the door to some really interesting opportunities to make KMUN even more rooted in local issues and local voices. But you'll hear more about that in the week to come. To pledge your support now, go to KMUN.org and click on the red donate button, or call us during regular business hours at 503-325-0010. Thank you so much for spending your time here with us.
For weather today in the Lower Columbia River region, mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Tonight, a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with lows in the high 50s. Tomorrow, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible in the evening. Otherwise cloudy with highs near 70, lows in the mid-50s.
You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you'll always find today's local and regional news at kmun.org/news. Stay safe out there. We'll see you on Monday.